Ella Jones versus the Sun Stealer. "Ready?" they say in unison. With the incense stick resting in the groove of the spine in the book open on my lap, I clasp the box with one hand and the match with the other, placing the tip of the match against the rough, sandpaper-like strip edge of the box. I take a deep breath and then drag it across the strip in a single swift motion. I hear the crackling sound of a match being lit, and I smell the smoke as it begins to burn. Trying not to rush anything and make any mistakes, I carefully pick up the incense stick and hold it above the tip of the match. A perfume fills the air and I shake the match out quickly, blowing on it too, just to be sure it's definitely out, before putting it down on the floor next to me. As much as I want to return light to the world, I also'd rather not burn down an iconic London landmark at the same time. With my free hand on the open page of the book, I begin to read out the spell. "The colour of berries and blood we do seek. Love and hatred, the blush of one's cheek. With symbol provided from a flower's head, let darkness bow to the power of red." As soon as I start speaking, the smell of the incense changes to the sweet scent of strawberries, reminding me of hot summer days when we used to go to a field together as a family to pick them. And Poppy and I would sneak a few when Mom and Dad weren't looking, the juice exploding with flavour in my mouth as I ate it quickly when their backs were turned. The smell then transitions to the floral scent of blooming red roses, and I can almost hear the bumblebees buzzing around the rosebush I envision in my mind, the sun warm on my face. It reminds me of my mom's perfume, light and pretty. And I think of how safe I feel when she holds me close and I breathe it in. It reminds me how much she believes in me, and I feel an ache at how much I wish she were here with us. Suddenly I'm hit with a range of Red's intense emotion, a bursting, almost uncontrollable swell of love filling my stomach before a raging hatred and anger that thankfully swiftly passes. I trace my finger down the page to read out the next spell. With sunrise, this colour bathes us in light, in sweet luscious fruits and flowers so bright, in burning embers potent with heat. Come orange to join in the dark's defeat. The incense changes to the citrus smell of orange peel, and I can taste the tang of the fruit on my tongue, which makes my stomach fill with warmth as I remember summer birthday parties where I drink too much Fanta, the sweet bubbles rushing down my throat. As the scent changes to that of a burning wood fire, I think about bonfire night and the smell of smoke that lingers for days after in your hair and coat. It makes me think of campfires, and I can hear the crackling sound of the wood and taste the hot, roasted marshmallows. Perfectly crisp on the outside, gooey on the inside as my teeth cut through its shell. I was always much better than Poppy at toasting marshmallows, and I smile as I think of her complaining about burning hers before she attempts to steal mine. While red made me feel intense waves of emotion, orange makes me feel powerful, bold, vibrant and proud, like I can do anything, like I can climb Big Ben and locate magical stones, like I can beat Lou and return the warm glow of sunlight to the world. The smell vanishes. The incense stick must have burnt out. I can just smell the smoke, like when you've blown out the candles of a birthday cake. That's when it happens.